are broad general topics. One are actual research topic content. The second deals with the issue of process, research process. And then the third, and is probably our smallest area, is the impact of research on policy or policy issues. Anything that deals with policy research we put under topics, but the impact of both topics and process and how that impacts the policy. So those are our three kind of general topics or general areas. And so I'm going to report on the topics that we came up with. And this is kind of free-flowing, and we kind of arbitrarily put these into categories, so if you disagree, please let us know. The first topic related, as you can see here, P for topic, PR for process, and PO for policy, deals with looking at more of a research on healthy populations. Our research today tends to look at diseased populations and as some sort of balance or some sort of comparative group, we thought it would be a good idea to think more about doing research on healthy people in terms of different people. We also thought that it would be a good idea to find, using issues like administrative data or the existing data, to look at quick and easy ways to identify some issues as far as research goes that can give quick results out there that we can then take and start using to develop more kind of comprehensive ideas about research topics. We thought, too, following what the Fulowabs are doing, the really good work that the Fulowabs are doing, that it's important to look at people's experiences, the community voice, and how that voice impacts health, and how that helps us better think about and understand health disparities. Nancy Krieger? I'm going to get Nancy to help me a little bit more with this issue. She was talking on more research on monitoring and looking at ethnicity and social class. So as soon as she comes in, I'm going to ask her to talk a little bit more about this particular issue. There was also the fact that some thought that we needed to really focus a lot of our research more on the local level, that we tend to look at state geographic areas and maybe national health-related issues, and that it's very important that we focus more research on local health issues that affect our unique individual communities.
And John Taylor talked about looking more at the impact of discrimination and looking at the mediating variables that impact our focus on discrimination and how that impacts health disparities. And that we really need to think about focus more on providers and the population of people of color, minority populations, perceptions of health care utilization is based on the patient-provider interaction. Did that make sense? We also thought that it was important to think more about developing new theoretical frameworks that incorporate ethnicity and culture, and also the issue, and Robbie, you can talk a little bit more about this if you want to, these whole spatial conceptions of theoretical frameworks, that that individuals collectively make up neighborhoods and groups, and that we need to focus on these more kind of spatial conceptions of research on health. Is that right, Robbie?
Measures. They're somewhat different than the ones that we're using now, more inclusive of race and ethnicity. We also want to look at a little bit more research on the effects of health conditions on other social conditions. Well, how does health impact our ability to hold a job, which in turn impacts our socio-demographic standing in the community? We thought that we needed clear definitions, and Eugene, I think you brought this up, if you're in the room and you want to add anything to this. Clear definitions of what disparity is, health disparity is, and that may be one of the questions we need to answer first before we move on to more research in this area. Exactly how do we define health disparities and what are its various manifestations? Also, again, following even more directly on the Fulowabs research, looking at urban planning and neighborhood disparities on health. That's another topic. Also looking at the poverty-health connection in a little bit more detail, and what are the mechanisms of that particular relationship. also talked a lot about the new census data and these issues of racial identifiers, multiple racial identifications, and how that's going to impact how we look at health for various ethnic and racial groups. Also, the exclusion of race identifiers on a lot of the research that's being done now and how that's going to impact our ability to look at health disparities. And legal and political dimensions of race and how they affect research and understanding. Nancy also talked a little bit about that, but some of our ability to be able to include racial identifiers in research is pretty much out of our hands as researchers and is based on some legislation that is now in effect. We also thought it would be important to focus on treatment modalities and how treatment is provided differently for different racial and ethnic groups. We also thought it was important to focus more on earlier intervention and prevention of disease and doing so in younger populations, and I think type 2 on diabetes and onset in young adults now and children was one of the issues that was brought before that. And that there should be, and Dola, you talked about this, but there should be a program of research so people who are part of a center, are part of a larger research community, need to think about a common approach to looking at core variables and common measures. We also talked about looking at the impact of insurance plans, benefit plans on access and treatment, including inclusion of preventive services within those health plans. And we very much thought that immigration, the issue of health of immigration populations and the impact of immigration policy on health were important topics. And that's the end of our topics component. Are there any questions, comments, issues?